Good morning, Tom.
Good morning. You all right?
Yeah, how you doing? What's that big fancy envelope you've got?
Oh, well, we've been nominated for an award.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
That's incredible. What award have we been nominated for?
We're on in five.
Wait.
Four.
Oh.
Three.
Nah. Coming to you live for the first time ever, it's Radio Go! This week on the show, film critic Ephraim Dijon, plus music from Seagull Screaming Kiss Her Kiss Her and Pale Bird. All that and much more on Radio Go with your host, Riley Rose! Hey everybody, welcome to Radio Go! Thanks so much for tuning in. Great to have you, good to see you. You are listening to Radio Go. If you just tuned into the radio station, don't worry, that last radio show is done. They are gone. They'll never work in this town again. Screw those guys. That's the people who took over Drive Time Dave's spot. They will not be coming back. My least favorite qualities in a radio host is when they're like falsely chipper, you know? When they're a little bit like, everything's great because I'm paid to say so, you know? That just doesn't ring true for me, you know? I will tell you when things are rough out there in the world. I'll give you the real, unfiltered truth. This is starting to sound, I don't know, dangerously LBC, isn't it? It's a bit like, a little bit too, you know, unfiltered. And by unfiltered, I mean... What about these immigrants? Hey, no, we're not going to do that. That's not the kind of show that we're on. This is a comedy show, of course. If you've never listened to the show, then it's an interview show. I'm going to be talking to a very special guest. Today we've got a film critic, Ephraim Dijon, who I'm very excited to meet and discuss some of the latest releases. Or maybe he wants to talk about the classics. It's an important part of the show is I don't know why it's important, but I never get to meet the guests before we actually start the show. It probably has something to do with the fact that the show usually starts about 3.5 seconds after I've sat in my seat. Maybe I'm supposed to be arriving early. I don't know. They don't give me a call time or anything. I just arrive when the show is due to start. There have been situations in the past where I've been, you know, maybe 8 seconds late and the theme tune has just played without anybody talking over it. Just completely uninterrupted. What makes it worse is that's our best reviewed episode. Real bummer. Anyway, hope you're all doing well out there. I'm doing great. I've been on holiday recently, actually. Went to the beach. Did some scuba diving. That was really exciting. For the most part, didn't see many fish. What I saw mostly were a lot of older couples making out under the ocean. And it's hard to describe just how many of them there were, because when you hear a lot of older couples making out under the ocean, you're probably thinking two, right? And I would agree with you that two is a lot. Like that is more than I need to see when I'm trying to look for a jellyfish. There were, over my 3-day holiday, no fewer than 8 incidents where I would just be swimming, doing my snorkeling thing. And then somebody's elbow would touch somewhere that I didn't need it to be touching. And they were just not looking at me. I was just not present. And I think that for these people, they think that being under the ocean gives them a license to just act however they want. Like, they think it's a private space because it's, like, in water. But it doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way. This is an edict that I want to set down. If you wouldn't do it on the pavement, don't do it in the ocean. And that's today's message that I really want to get across to all of you. You know, in many ways, the ocean is the pavement of the ocean. Yeah, let's go with that. I mentioned already, we've got a fantastic show coming up. We're going to be talking to Ephraim Dijon, the film critic. I wonder if he's a famous film critic. I have no idea, but I don't keep up with current events. I'm spending too much time in the ocean. In the meantime, we are going to listen to a song. This is a song I've been obsessed with now for a little over a year. It's called Angel by the band incredibly named Seagull Screaming Kiss Her, Kiss Her. I love this tune. I hope you enjoy it right here. We'll be back on Radio Girl.
That's good.
Thank you.
Yeah, I didn't know you went on holiday.
Really?
Yeah.
I was gone for like a week. We didn't do the show.
All right. What did I do then?
Yeah, only you can.
No,
only
I went on holiday as well. I went on holiday as well.
Oh, yeah. Where did you go?
Well, I went to. Doesn't matter. But, like, I.
Somewhere not specific.
Yeah. An undisclosed location.
Oh, aren't those the best holidays?
They are the best holidays.
And you go into the travel into the travel agent, and they've got all those posters up with, like, the Maldives or Lanzarote, and then at the bottom on black paper they've just got an undisclosed location.
You've been on the Jet2 website as well.
Yeah. Oh man, some days I just head on there and I just sort of close my eyes and whirl the mouse around a little bit, click, and that's where I'm going, you know.
Well, I walked into the airport and someone shouted at me, "Darling, hold my hand."
And you knew that was for you.
And I knew that was for me. I was blindfolded and put onto a plane in which I got some really good, like, customer service.
There is a thing. It's these budget airlines. You know, they charge you for every little bit extra. Yeah. They've now, like, nickel and dimed it so much that now they're starting to actively kidnap people. Mm. And you have to pay extra to not have a bag over your head.
Yeah.
And not be kidnapped.
I went for the Jet2 undisclosed location package.
So you don't even know where you were on holiday.
I don't know where I was, no.
Could you describe it? We could geoguesser this. You know, that game where you look at a Google Street View and then you look around and you basically... It's basically The Prisoner, the TV show, but in Google Maps form. You look around for identifying marks and try to escape.
Oh, I've played GeoGuessr, it's a lot of fun. It's hard to do in real life.
Yeah, it is.
It's hard to do. This is why Destination X was a thing.
The Rob Brydon show.
Rob Brydon.
I never saw it.
Where the X are they? He says.
Does he?
Yeah.
That's a terrible
catchphrase. It is a terrible catchphrase, you're right. And it's basically GeoGuessr, but like in real life, where they effectively blindfolded a bunch of people. And this is what I went through on my Jet2 holiday.
Tom, it's possible that you were just a contestant on Destination X. Let me ask you a question. Was Rob Brydon there?
He was there.
Yeah, he was.
Yes.
And was he asking you a lot of questions?
Yeah. Okay. He was the one that came up to me and went, "Darling, hold my hand," in the airport.
Yeah. Well, that's
great. Are you ready for this? There's no place like it.
You're gonna be on TV. That's fantastic.
I don't think so. I think it might have. It was just me and him. So,
oh, no cameras.
No cameras.
No, no.
Not that I know of, anyway.
Yeah, they tend to be pretty obvious. It's not like a hidden camera show. Yeah. I don't think. What do you think it means, Tom?
I don't know.
No, I don't know. I don't know either.
But the song's about to end, so we'll leave this for now.
Great. Well, look,
I've got some theories.
If you manage to draw a conclusion, you let me know, eh?
Yeah.
All right. Fantastic. All right. Go get the guests, by the way.
We're back.
Welcome back to Radio Go. That was Seagull Screaming "Kiss Her, Kiss Her" with Angel. What a bop! What a banger! What a tune! What a clanger! Clanger might be a bad one. I don't know if I describe. I guess clunker is bad. I don't know if describing a song as a clanger is good or bad. What I love most about that song is the subtle flute playing all the way through. It's almost like a little panpipe in an otherwise hard rock song. It's really, really great. I'm joined now in the studio by our very special guest. So excited to have him here on the show for the very first time, possibly not the last, depending on Oh, well, he does. Please welcome to Radio Go film critic Ephraim Dijon.
Riley, thank you very much.
Oh, Ephraim, fantastic to have you. Really appreciate you making the time. You must be busy. Is this between screenings for you?
Well, of course, I mean, we're seeing screenings, you know, every day, at least sort of 4 and 5 in a standard working day, I'd assume.
You'd assume?
One would assume, if you were talking about me to somebody else.
I presume you don't have to assume, though, because it is your job.
No, well, of course, I don't have to assume. It's my job.
No. Yeah, that's just what I said.
I thought it was what I said.
Well, now it's what we've both said.
Well, we've both said it.
We can agree on that.
We can agree on that.
All right, Ephraim, thanks so much for joining us. Maybe you can come back next time when you figured out what it is that you've said versus what it is that I've said.
Well, it's been a pleasure.
No, Ephraim, I want you to stay.
Oh, sorry.
Wow, you were getting on your duffel coat there so quickly. That's really impressive.
When one moves between screenings, keeping warm is most important, and that's where I find a really good, strong down or a duffel.
Mm.
Find that particularly effective.
Okay. How much of your, like, the job of a film critic would you say is in the selection of attire?
37%.
Okay, great. That's fantastic. And the rest is watching films and then writing.
Oh, yes, of course. I mean, yeah, watching comedies,
yes.
Watching dramas.
Yes.
Shout them out.
I think you've got it there. I think that was
that was the two. Yeah,
those are the two.
Did you want us to shout out some specific films?
Well, yeah, yes.
There's
as good a place to start as any.
Tenet, the Christopher Nolan film. Why was that the first film to come to mind?
I've not seen that one.
Really?
You've not seen Tenet?
No.
It's the best film ever made.
I guess it was in that pandemic era. It was kind of... I could see...
The pandemic was a wash for anyone. So I haven't seen that.
All right, fair. Well, we could move on.
The David Bowie tennis movie.
The David Bowie tennis?
Yeah, yeah.
What are you talking about?
Tenet, yeah. We plays tennis online. Have you not seen this?
Tom, I say this with all due respect. Oh. Shut up. Look, Ephraim, maybe we could talk about some recent films. There's been, of course, the Marvel Cinematic Universe has reached another great peak with the Thunderbolts this year. Thunderbolts asterisk the new Avengers. What did you think of that one?
Well, I thought it was fantastic. I think personally, sorely lacking from the disappearance of Jeremy Renner.
Was he supposed to be in that one?
I haven't seen it.
You missed Thunderbolts.
No, but I assume he wasn't in it.
No, you assume correctly. He wasn't in it.
Yeah, no one knows where he's gone.
No, yeah, he has vanished.
Which I think is really a sincere loss for cinema around the world.
Right. Well, you said it with such authority. I have no choice to believe you. So far, though, I can't help but notice we are 0-2. On films you've seen.
Has it only been two?
Has it only? It feels like more. Perhaps let me throw it back to you. Could you just tell us your favourite film that you have seen recently? What's really stuck with you?
Well, if I was going to pull something off the top of my head, then I would have to say Mission Impossible 4 Ghost Protocol.
You saw this recently?
Yes, just a few days ago, actually.
Oh, okay. And was this at one of your screenings?
No, well, a screening at home in my own sort of setup. Any self-respecting critic has their own sort of home setup.
All right. And what was it that you enjoyed so much about Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol?
Well, I think, to be perfectly...
yeah?
To be perfectly candid, I think the inclusion of Jeremy Renner... was a stroke of genius by director Brad Bird.
Really?
The levity and charisma that he brings is second to none.
Yeah.
Third to Simon Pegg.
Sure. So, so the ranking goes Jeremy Renner, nobody, Simon Pegg.
Yes, I think that's accurate.
Tom Cruise. Not such a fan of Tom Cruise?
I suppose he
was in that. Did you see him in? You spotted him in the movie.
Yes. I had gone in with the expectation to not see him. I've never seen a ghost before, so I wasn't expecting to see one now.
It's not a ghost movie.
Well, as I've sorely discovered, thank you.
You use sorely a lot, and it's not always applicable, I've got to say. This might be the third time in this interview that you've used it. All right, look, we're going to have to reset here. Ephraim, I'm getting the sense of your thing. And you can tell me if I'm right or wrong. Am I right to assume that you are a specialist film critic?
Well, I would like to consider myself more of a generalist, but...
But would that be accurate if you considered yourself more of a generalist, or would that be untrue?
I don't like to use words like true or lying.
No, you like to use words like sorely.
Or fraud. I like words like down, duffel, Renner.
Yes. Naturally. Okay, look, maybe we could talk about something else that you've seen. I would love to know, Ephraim, about the classics. You know, the great movies of the, you know, 70s, 80s, all the way into the 90s. What for you are some of the defining movies that really stand up in that era and really hold up to the present day?
Well, of course, I think to look at the history of cinema, you really have to start at the present day.
Frankly,
I would start with 2011's Mission Impossible 4 Ghost Protocol. The work that director Brad Bird does, particularly the Burj Khalifa sequence in Dubai, in the United Arab Emirates, in the Middle East, in Asia, and on, respectively, Earth...
Yeah.
I think that the sheer talent and craftsmanship that went into that entire sequence really cements Mission Impossible 4 Ghost Protocol as truly one of the classics of cinema. Anything before that, I wouldn't bother.
Really? The movies started in 2011.
Well, yes, I think so. And 2011 is so important because that was the heyday of one Jeremy Renner.
Sure. Now, it's not... I'll go along with you here. It's safe to say it's not the defining Jeremy Renner role, right?
No, I would agree. I would say that that's probably... well, if you'd like to chip in.
You're gesturing so wildly at me. Man, your arms are going absolutely everywhere.
If you would like to chip in.
No, I'm sure you've got this. You're the critic, after all.
I mean, I'm staunchly defending Mission Impossible 4 Ghost Protocol.
Okay, So when you agreed with me before, that was a lie.
I don't like to use words like lie.
No, you don't. That's true. You like to use words like Brad Bird. What about the other Brad Bird films? You like The Incredibles?
I haven't seen it.
Really?
No.
Okay. I think we're going to have to get to the bottom of this, but unfortunately we're out of time on this first segment. I may regret saying this, Ephraim, but can you stick around? We can maybe talk a little after the song?
Yeah, I got nothing going on.
That...
No, I've got a screening.
I thought you had a screening.
I've got time.
Okay, great. You can make time in your schedule?
Yeah, that's fine. I'll. Is it right if I put my jacket on?
You cold? We can turn up the heating if you prefer, but, you know, it's up to you.
I'd prefer the jacket.
Okay, well, feel free. In the meantime, we're going to listen to another song. This is a little bit of a throwback. I want to say 2010, thereabouts. It's a song called The 40s Never Died. By Pale Bird, the artist name of Martin Austwick. Love this song. It's a really, really cheery, chipper classic. Really enjoy it. And I hope you enjoy it too. We'll be back with more Ephraim Dijon. Man, that is a big coat. Right here on Radio Go. It looks like a city, though it's just the usual suspects. Oh boy.
Pale Bird. Tom, I love this song.
Tom, you've done it again.
I wonder if Pale Bird are related to Brad.
Do not try and change the subject, Tom.
What? What do you mean?
Once again, your booking process, and process is a strong word for what it is, has brought us a guest of, I would say, less than fine caliber.
What do you mean? He's a film critic. You wanted a film critic last week? I got us Mark Toilet.
You did, yes, that's true. And he did a fine job. I don't know why we couldn't have just had him back, honestly.
Well, he died.
He did?
Yeah, he shat himself to death.
All right, Tom.
It's not funny.
No, it's not funny. That's...
I saw the whole thing.
Wait, he did it here in the studio?
Yeah.
In the station?
After his segment.
Yeah.
After the show.
Right.
He said, oh, let's go to the pub together. So I was like, all right, yeah.
Okay.
He was like, I'm going to go to the loo.
All right, well, it didn't happen on... Wait, why did you follow him into the loo?
Well, I didn't know what to do. I was just sort of walking around. I don't like staying in one place. So I just followed him into the loo and then...
Okay. That's most people, I've got to say, Tom, most people would find that
It was like a brown mist.
That's so disgusting. Tom.
It was horrible.
I can imagine. What? I can see the haunted look in your eyes.
It's not funny.
It's not funny. No,
it's not funny.
I couldn't agree more.
Mark Toilet is dead.
So Ephraim Dijon is what? His replacement?
Yeah.
Okay, here's the problem. He's a film critic.
Yeah.
And not a films critic. You see what I mean?
No.
It seems like the impression I'm getting from his conversation is that he's only seen a film. Specifically, Mission Impossible 4 Ghost Protocol. Directed by Brad Bird in 2011.
I think it's just Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol. I don't think there's a 4 after it. But
tell him! He's the fucking expert!
But
if anyone's supposed to know that, it's Ephraim bloody Dijon.
Ephraim.
Hello?
There's no 4 in Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol. It's just Mission Impossible : Ghost Protocol.
Well, it's the 4th film.
But, yeah. The official title, though, is...
Look, guys...
Mission Impossible 4 Ghost Protocol.
Guys, we can't
untangle... The colon comes after the 4.
We can't untangle
There's
this
no
now.
4 in there.
Ephraim, could you just do me a favour? Why don't you go get yourself a cup of tea while the song's playing, and Tom and I are gonna have a chat, all right?
Yes, of course.
Fantastic, thank you.
Is it all right if I wear my jacket?
You can feel free to wear your jacket.
Thank you.
I'll tell you what, general rule... Feel free to wear your jacket anywhere in the building.
It's quite long.
The jacket?
Yes.
Well, yeah, I can see it. Oh, wow. That's like a bridal train. Why is it so long?
It was on sale. I'll get myself a cup of tea.
Would you mind? Tom?
You know, I was having a look for a Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol.
Yeah, you were looking at the studio's DVD library
that
we've got here.
I think we just got rid of it.
We just
threw it in the bin.
Oh my goodness. Wait, did we throw anything else away, or was that the only film we threw away?
That was the only film we threw away.
Okay, first of all, that's not... I asked you to save space here in the studio. That is not what I meant. I didn't mean throw away one film. Second of all, is it possible that Ephraim Dijon had never seen a film in his life before stealing our former copy?
No, he didn't steal
Mission
it. I threw it in the incinerator.
If we're going to save space in
I'm
the station,
surprised
I would
it was the
start
only
with
Mission Impossible film we had.
We are so out of time.
Okay, well, yeah, we're back in.
Oh, for God's sake. All right, Ephraim, come in. Welcome back to Radio Go. Thank you all for continuing to listen to this excellent episode. We're having a great time. And it's time now to take a call. We like to do this on the show sometimes, talk to a fan. Hello, who's out there?
Hey, it's Robbie from North South London. How you doing, Riley?
Robbie, great to hear from you. I'm doing great.
All right, well, I just got to do a quick shout-out if I can.
Yeah, sure, be my guest.
Okay, I want to give a shout-out to my mum, Diane, because she's recovering from knee surgery right now.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Well, hi, Diane. Thanks for tuning in.
And I also want to shout out my dad, if that's all right. His name's Oliver, and he's recovering from tree surgery.
Ah, sure. No problem. All right, 2 shout-outs. That's great.
Oh, and Riley, can I also shout out my best friend, Sean? He's got a doctorate in bee surgery.
Why not? Congratulations, Sean.
And also my worst friend, Zoe. She just self-published her first spreadsheet.
Okay.
Oh, well. else?
You really don't have to.
I got one. My acquaintance, Frank, who I want to say did something with mead.
Something with mead?
Yeah, yeah. Maybe he brews it. Maybe he bought some. I don't know.
Okay, fine. Well, well done to Frank for whatever he did with mead. Now, we do have to move on.
Oh, I just remembered my first cousin, Felicia. She recently got a cat.
Great.
And my last cousin, Lucifer, recently lost a cat, so I want to shout him out.
We really do have to carry on with the rest of the show now, Robbie. So.
All right. Well, I've just got eight more, okay?
Not really.
Great. So my pal, Alison, recently forged a medallion. My mate, Nathan, fellated Jason Statham, and Jeffrey, my BFF, refereed a chess team with Elvis Presley. Who else?
You're making these up as you go.
Oh, I know. Shout out to Brandon Spanky Mills, Ross Originals, James
Delaney. All right, no. I'm cutting this off. Tom, hang up on him.
I got it.
Man, that was a disaster.
Yeah, he just started making up names by the end of that.
All right. We're here with Ephraim Dijon. Hello. Ephraim, you got your tea?
Yes, thank you. All set.
Great.
All cosy.
Yeah, very cosy. Happy in your coat there?
Perfectly happy. Nice and long. Down. Duffel.
Yes, great.
Renner.
Oh, it's a Renner, is it? The Renner branded.
Is it?
Yeah, it's got the word Renner written on the bridal train.
I wrote that on.
Wow, that's great embroidery.
Wow, thank you very much.
Can I ask you a question?
Of course.
Good. When did you first become interested in film?
I would say that I've been interested in film my entire life.
Really? Since you were born? Since you were a child?
Well, yes. From a very early age, I'd always considered film a fantastic interest of mine and certainly one to get into.
And how old exactly are you, Ephraim?
Well, how long is a down jacket?
Great. It's a great way of putting it, I suppose. It's just that, to my mind, just looking at you, I would guess that you're probably somewhere in the 13 to 15-year-old range. Would that be fair to say?
Yes, it's probably a little high.
on which end?
13.
Is a little... Wait, you're younger than 13?
Well, if we're being perfectly candid,
if you don't mind,
yes. Well, I'm 10.
Really? I wouldn't have. Well, okay, yeah. Now I can see. Hold on, that's just an adult's coat. Why did I think it was so long? You're just wearing an adult-sized coat, and you're 10 years old, so you barely fit in the thing. It's smothering, Ephraim. How did you get on this show?
Somebody was throwing out copies of Mission Impossible 4 Ghost Protocol.
Oh, Ephraim. So we can now, you can admit this is the only film you've seen.
I don't like to admit things. But yes.
Well,
please don't call my mum.
I wouldn't dream of it. I wouldn't even know where to begin. And we will need to call her to come and pick you up.
No, I'll walk home.
Really? It's kind of dark outside. I don't know if it's safe for you. I mean, you're a young kid.
The jacket will protect me.
Look, Ephraim, I'm so glad that you're taking such an interest in films at a young age. I would say that there are probably other places to start. For example, Mission Impossible 1 is actually a prequel, if you like, to Mission Impossible 4.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
It's just called Mission Impossible.
Tom, I swear to God. No,
it'd be quite sort of optimistic to call it Mission Impossible 1.
Yeah, that's true, actually. I would love it if, and we'll get back to you, Ephraim, in a second.
Of course.
But I would love it if a really optimistic franchise came together and called its first film something 1 of 11.
Oh, right, yeah.
Just called their shot.
Well, Star Wars Episode 4.
Yeah. Good point.
Ephraim, how do you know about... I presume you haven't seen
it. I haven't seen it.
All right, Ephraim. How do you know about it in that case?
Well, everyone knows about Star Wars.
Well, sure, but most people who know about it have seen at least some of it.
I haven't seen it.
You know about quite a lot of films. You knew about Thunderbolts, and you knew about the other one I said at the beginning of all of this.
Tenet.
So, Tenet, that's right.
I haven't seen it.
No, I know. But how do you know about all these films when you haven't actually seen any of them?
Well, everyone knows about Star Wars. It's just it's a part of the zeitgeist.
Pokemon the first movie. That was
yeah, okay.
That was the one.
Fair enough, Tom. They did do it there. Yeah. That's a good point. Look, Ephraim, I'm going to be honest with you. This has been a complete damp squib.
There's been way more than 11 Pokemon movies.
Tom?
Yeah?
Don't talk on mic.
Okay, sorry.
Is Detective Pikachu one of them?
How do you know about Detective Pikachu?
I haven't seen it.
All right. Ephraim, this has been an absolute failure of an interview. I've got to be honest with you. I really thought we were getting an expert on, you know, somebody who really knew their stuff. The guy you're replacing, he was a specialist.
Riley, have you actually seen, have you actually questioned Ephraim about Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol?
I haven't seen it.
Well, now's the time.
Okay. Which of the side characters? No, because I know what you're going to say. No, I'm changing my mind. I'm not going to ask you.
What happens in Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol?
Oh yeah, could you summarize the film?
Yes, of course. So the film opens in Dubai? No.
You're going to have to tell me, man.
Oh.
Boy. Young man.
No, I haven't seen it.
All right. That's all the time we've got here on Radio Go.
You had one job, Ephraim.
I want to thank my producer, Tom, for absolutely fucking nothing. I want to thank Ephraim Dijon for even less.
Pleasure to be here.
And I want to thank James Lickman for no reason in particular. Thank you all for listening to Radio Go. Goodbye!